Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Later this hour, we will have for you a same game parlay, and we're going to knock the legs down. We've been going four or five legs, six, I think we have one six. Three-leg parlay this time. We got a three-leg parlay cooked up. We're going to do it coming up in a little bit for Eagles and Jaguars. We will guess the takes here in a few minutes. NFL week number 9. We started last night with a Jets win over the Houston Texans. But your phone calls and Kyle will have his hair buzzed later this hour. We wanted to play this for you, though. If you missed it earlier, LeSean McCoy was in studio with us. You could go back on the Odyssey app and listen. If you missed it or on YouTube, the entire interview is up on our YouTube page, 94WIP. But you know, we had a lot of different things we threw at Shady, right? The offense and Jalen, Saquon Barkley, where this team is right now, what he's up to with his show on FS1. And then we asked about Nick Sirianni. What does he think about Sirianni? And Shady told us that he wanted to clear up some sort of misconception about Sirianni's role and what he does in this coaching staff.
Nick, I like Nick. I mean, I just, you know what it is? Like, we get so spoiled when we got some stuff good. You get what I'm saying? Like we had Doug Peterson. He won a championship. Like, why we mad at Doug? You get what I'm saying? I look at Nick. All Nick does is win. All he does is win. And I think sometimes, yeah, he can be a little bit arrogant as far as, like, some of his play calls of going for it. So I get that. But I think that's more of, like, learning his team, you know, because every year, you know, you got your main pieces, it's still a new team. And, hey, maybe I could, you know, last year or year before that, I can go for 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-1 three times in the game. Well, now, you know what, I probably can't do it. But, like, I'll say this, though. Because people, you know, have their opinions about Nick. He should stay here or leave. If Nick leaves and we got another new coach, it's not promised that we're going to be going to the playoffs guaranteed every single year.
You're right.
I rock with Nick, man. Rick, he's smart dude, solid, you know. And another thing, there's this rumor out there that he has no influence on the offense, right? Now, I have influence in the building. And I tell you, that's bull crap. He has a lot of influence on the offense.
That was strong.
It was very strong. He had said to us earlier in the interview as well that he's close with A.J. Brown and some of the Eagles he still talks to. So, I mean, obviously, he said that, Hugh, with conviction. Like, yeah. He knows from people he talks to that Nick Sirianni still has influence on the offense.
He's still that dude.
What do you make of that?
As long as they keep winning, I'm okay with that. I think that's the mindset that I have to have. I think that in the offseason, a lot was made about, you know, who's going to be calling the plays and all this other stuff. Nick did himself no favors by sitting in that press conference and talking about, you know, popping his head in and this, that, and the third. And then a few weeks later, you know, he said something. Well, during the course of the season, when he said something to the effect that he called a defensive play, I'm not going to let you know which one it was, but I called a defensive play. I think he's going through, you know, trying to validate himself. And I don't think he has to. I really don't. Because no matter what you do, coach, people are always going to say something. If the team is playing well, you're not going to get the credit you deserve. That's just not going to happen. And you need to realize that. You just need to go out there and win football games and get this team to New Orleans and just let everything else just play out the way it's going to play out.
My reaction was, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I think we lived in this universe where we think that he was going to totally back off. That, like, he's an offensive coach. He was once literally the play caller here. He was a coordinator before. I've heard him speak about how much he loves offense. That's his bread and butter when it comes to the NFL. Now, you might not think he's good at it, but that's his thing. That's where his mind comes from in football, former receiver, all that. So I wasn't surprised when I heard it. Now, it's probably the strongest we've heard anyone speak about it this year was LeSean to us. You know, there's big questions, people alluding. He called a play here or there. He's involved in the offense. So that's, you know, now it goes both ways. Now that we have that information, we now will have to give him some sort of credit if the offense keeps running, right?
Nobody's going to give him credit.
Well, no, I think
we do, but there are still going to be people that look at Coach Sirianni like he's an idiot. He's not doing this. He's a figurehead. He's a cheerleader. That's not going to change. That narrative Joe, has already been written.
I know, but if the offense keeps rolling, he deserves some credit if he's involved
in
it.
He'll get the credit. He'll get the credit when it's all said and done. If they get to New Orleans and win the Super Bowl, that's where the credit would be warranted. But while you're in it, no, that's not.
Well, but the other side applies too. Like 3 weeks from now, and I think they're going to keep playing well, but if the offense takes a step back, Jalen struggles, I'm not going to be able to handle if people are like, well, it's not his fault. He's not even the offense play caller. This is Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts. No, we just heard that he's part of the offense. So now I think we got to be fair, and we got to be up front and fair in the midday show.
Good luck with that.
Up front and fair. The offense keeps rolling. Nick gets some credit for it. The offense takes a step back. I don't want to hear excuses.
You're asking for too much. I hear what you're saying. You're beating the drum saying, hey, give Coach Sirianni his props. That's not going to happen.
Well, I also
because the narrative has already been written.
Right, we could rewrite it.
No.
That's what we do all the time.
It doesn't usually happen.
It's WIP.
That way.
We rewrite narratives every day.
That one's never going to change.
Twitter Crush is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I was curious, we both come down on these polls today because we had one about Sirianni or Doug. I mean, 72% would not trade Sirianni for Doug, I mean, which just is incredible to me. Trap game. Do we have a trap game one up earlier today as well? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we get there? 57% no trap game. 43%, Kyle, and yes on a trap game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That new.
It's kind of interesting.
I'm surprised because I think afternoons at a poll yesterday, like, are you still, or have you sort of pushed last season aside?
Oh, they were talking about the ghosts.
And
a lot of 2024.
Didn't.
The ghosts are still there?
There's still a large contention of Eagles fans that are not convinced about this team yet.
I agree with that. Let's go to Big V, and then we'll get a little guess the takes here for week number 9. What's up, Big V?
Yo, I'm changing your name from Joe Gilio to Joe Cilio.
I like that one.
What's wrong with you, man?
What do you mean?
You want Dougie Fresh back? Really?
Yeah, of course. Love Doug.
Listen, I get it. You're all locked up in what he did, the emotion of it. And you know what?
Well, you make it sound like it's a routine thing. He won the Super Bowl.
Okay, but you know, there's a woman out there that I lost my virginity to. I don't want her back.
That's a strong take right there.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I should go down this path, but you realize the Eagles haven't won again. So that's the only one here, Big V. I don't know what your situation is.
We haven't won the Super Bowl again, but you know what? Neither did Doug.
I know that, Big V. I get it. He's coaching the Jaguars.
Oh, okay, look.
He got fired for standing on business.
There you go. And you got to remember, keep the main thing the main thing.
I'm trying.
All this distraction about Doug and wanting him back. And you know what? You should have just played the way we were when you did that montage, because it was just all sappy and emotional. God,
it was special. Were you tearing up, Big V?
Was I tearing up?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. But
That means you were.
Of course I was. I was getting a little swelled up. But, you know, it wasn't like I was like, you know, the guy on the morning show. No, forget that. Listen, if I had a feminine side, I'd smack it on the behind and get it to make me a sandwich, okay? Yeah, so, look, let's get back to the main thing, okay?
What's the main thing?
The main thing is that we're winning. The main thing is that we're moving forward. The main thing is that Nick is our head coach, and I got a lot, and Kyle, I love you for, you know, your solidarity with Nick. Because I got a lot of respect for him.
No man
has been emasculated publicly like Nick, and he's still pushing on.
And he was okay with it, though. He was definitely okay with it. I mean,
$7
million
okay.
makes it a little bit harder pill to swallow.
Yeah, it does. But yet, you know, the things that people were saying, a certain air personality demanding he be fired.
Mean and hurtful stuff. Mean and hurtful.
Yeah, and he wants you to apologize for plant-based butter.
Now,
but he couldn't apologize for what he said? Hold on.
I think people have memories are a little poor.
You're cooking with gas. He's cooking
poor.
With gas.
Good job.
Yeah, you just dominated.
What I said was, if Nick didn't apologize, I would have fired him. What did Nick do later that day?
He apologized.
Okay, so
he kind of apologized.
No, you know, he said, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Joe.
There you go. He said, I'm sorry. That's it. And we move on. Now, Hugh, you could take a lesson from Nick Sirianni.
I ain't apologizing.
Well, you should.
I apologize.
I don't even know what for, but I think you should apologize. All right, can we...
I agree.
I think every day Hugh should apologize for something on this show. All right, can we get to guest to take? So let's try to figure out what everyone's talking about Monday around the NFL after week number 9.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, Hugh Douglas, what are you thinking here? Guess the takes for week 9. Ooh. What is everyone talking about after a weekend of NFL action?
Yo, you know what? I'm going to go with this one, man. I'm going to say don't sleep on the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins. They might be a legit threat of it.
In the NFC?
In the NFC.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Atlanta Douglas is back.
Listen, I knew that was coming, man, but that's not the case.
Good morning, Atlanta.
Objectively, and Atlanta—they're playing well right now, and they got the Cowboys. They got the Cowboys this weekend. Don't y'all want us to beat the Cowboys?
Yeah, of course I wanted to beat the Cowboys.
I'm game.
They're 3-point favorites. They should beat the Cowboys. All right, I like that one. Atlanta does look like a playoff team, and they'll win their division. We'll see what they do in the playoffs. All right, here's mine. I can't believe this isn't a bigger story already. I feel like everyone's a week behind on this. The story next week is we have an undefeated team in the NFL, and you're going to start seeing all the segments and all the shows. Are the Chiefs going to go undefeated? They got the Bucs at home Monday. They're going to win that game. And they're going to go into the second week of November undefeated. I looked at their schedule. They got one game on there that looks really tough. They go to Buffalo in 2 or 3 weeks.
They beat the brakes off of Buffalo.
Other than that?
In Buffalo?
It's in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough
one. It's a challenging one. Other than that, it's not much there. I mean, the Steelers, that's kind of challenging. Texans don't look quite as good. Division games. They might be ready to reel off a special season here. You're going to hear more about that coming up next week. All right, Kyle, what do you think? Guess the takes for week 9.
Yeah, so Caleb Williams, great rookie quarterback so far. Jaden Daniels, great rookie quarterback so far. Stop sleeping on Bo Nix and those Denver Broncos, baby. They're coming.
That's funny.
What's funny?
No, I'm just saying, Bo Nix. That's just wild.
Dude, he looks good.
No, he's been at like a couple schools in college, but he's balling.
Auburn and then Oregon.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
He does look good. He's got Peyton is dialing it up, and that defense is playing well with him. They're in Baltimore on Sunday. Big underdogs. I think they could be in that game. 2-1.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.